I'll be just so long I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make it die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the lonely street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
You know, up above my head, I hear music in the air. That makes me know there's a party somewhere.
Down. Burn, baby, burn. This go inferno. roses burn.
WMFO. I can't believe I'm saying this again. It's Julia, and I'm back. This is Hot Tub Tapes, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Oh, that sounds good. So if you're a new listener, if you're an old listener, if you know me, if you don't know me, I was a student DJ here at Tufts for 4 years. WMFO is my favorite place on campus. It was my favorite hour of the week. Nothing made me happier than going to the station. And then I graduated and I never got to come back here again. And it was so sad, and I missed radio, and I still lived in Boston, but very far away from WMFO. And I moved back to the area, moved to Porter Square, which I thought was a lot closer to the station than it is, but that's okay. And I begged to be let back as a community member. So here I am. What they don't tell you, though, about being a community member is that your student ID doesn't work anymore, and then you can't get in the building, and then you have to call the non-emergency Tufts police line to let you in. So I'm so sorry I was late, but we'll figure that out. And I'll be here every other Monday at 9. It's a great time slot. Super stoked to be here. This is surreal. I thought that I would forget completely how to work the board, but it's like riding a bike. I even got my transition down a little smooth. So yeah, I'm just super excited to be here, and I've got a year and a half backlog of music, let alone new stuff, to work through. So I thought I'd just, for today, take a chill, play a few of my favorite songs that I've been listening to this summer, this year. What would it be? And we started off with a strong one. We started off with Favorite by Fontaine CC. This is off their brand new record that just came out called Romance. And it's all about love in the apocalypse. And they're an Irish band from Dublin. So the DC stands for Dublin City. And I've been following them for a while. I love them. And this is the single off the album. And it is still my favorite song, which sometimes the single, you know, comes out and then the album comes out and like the non-single becomes your favorite. But this song is my favorite. It's called The Favorite. And they're coming to Boston. They're playing a Roadrunner in October and I'm going to try to snag some tickets. So that's them. But enough yapping. I want to play some more music. Next up is, my, dare I say, bold statement, favorite album of the year by maybe my favorite artist of the year. I'll tee it up like that and we'll get into it. But I'm excited to hear what you think. Thanks for tuning in. This is In My Room.
My dad just got off from an 11-hour shift. When he gets home, I lose all TV privileges. Mom's stressed out trying to make sure everyone gets fed. Big bro's numbing out on the PlayStation again. I'm in my room, making action figures kiss. In my room, learning the guitar and playing with my. I'm in my room, wondering if I could ever get so rich that I'd never feel alone when I'm at home. TGI Monday, I can see my friends again. I quote the Matrix, so I seem interesting. My mom called your mom so you could ride home on my bus. She'll melt some cheese on chips, but then I got plans for us. In my room, check out this poster, the entire Simpsons cast. In my room, I got this weird outtake, man. Sometimes he's alone when he's at home.
Love.
All right, enough of that. I want to keep yapping. I'm back. This is crazy. I don't think I'll ever get over how awesome this is that I get to come back and be here. And so I'm just so excited. And we started off that little set with In My Room by Medium Build. And there's this phenomenon that happens probably between 3 to 5 times a year to me. I document each one in a notes app where an artist, I stumble upon them and it hits me like a truck. Like, how did I not know this artist existed? I need to consume their entire discography and not think or eat, sleep about anything else. And Medium Build was that for me. And I kind of discovered him through this album, his latest, Country. And then I went back and I just took everything I could get. I watched live performances on my computer at work. I was obsessed. There's just something about him that's so, there's so much emotion, but there's so much brevity. Like, he's so funny and his lyrics are so specific, but there's just so much there. And this is my favorite song by him, In My Room. And I saw him live alone, which is my favorite way to go to a concert, unless it's with my dad, at Paradise in the spring. I sobbed through the entire concert and it was such a beautiful show. It was amazing. I wore my red cowboy boots and it changed my life and I need to see him again. So that's that. So I had to play him. There'll be more Medium Build coming in the weeks for sure. And then you heard Clawfoot by Royal Otis. That's an indie band that I've been loving for a year. This is off their new album, Prats and Pain. Also came out in the spring. And I'm going to see them live this weekend, which is really exciting. But they're kind of like the drums. They're like, they just got that beat that you can't resist. And I love them. And next up, we're going to play a track from another new artist that I've been loving this year, Mustafa. He's a Canadian-Palestinian artist, and he incorporates a lot of traditional music into his sound. And he's got a new album coming out in September. What month are we in? And I'm super excited for it, but it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. This is called Old Life. This is his brand new single, and I hope you enjoy.
Hate me by now, you won't see me again. But I look nothing like I did back then. I know you heard all about how hard it's been. The stories when they reached you, did the ground shake, did they leave you? Hoping that you would have been there, thinking that I need you. When I was in a wreck still for that view and you would text, well, 1,000 times you made me care. I wonder if that's still there. I'm not yours, but there's a part of your life that is mine. And there's a part of my life that you hide. I look back at 09 when my street was a cold mine, when you were not my old love. You walked through my home as I folded my clothes. You asked all my fears as you stared out the window. And I told you it all, I told you too much. I shared all my wrongs, are you holding them up now? All of the bodies, all of the crimes, all of those lives, all that's at stake. At least return, make me believe those secrets are safe with you. My mother was sick, tell me you pray like I used to pray with you. I'm not yours, but there's a part of your life that is mine. And there's a part of my life that you hide. I look back at 09 when my street was a gold mine, when you were not my old love.
It's me again. If you could just see the smile on my face right now, it's just, I'm going around the studio and looking at all the places that I wrote on the wall, which is always so much fun. And there's just so much memories in this here room. And I'm excited to make some more this year. You just heard Casual Drug Use by Katie Gavin. And if you recognize her voice, you're right. She is the lead singer of Muna. And now she's off doing her own solo stuff. And this single is from her upcoming album, which comes out in October. She has two singles out. Same thing, like complete earworm, need to listen to it 20 times. She's got this like Alanis Morissette, like 90s singer-songwriter, female rocker vibe going on that I love. And she talks a lot about her favorite music and what inspires her in all of her interviews. And I feel like I discover a lot of music hearing like what she listens to. So I'm stoked for that album. I'm super excited. Lots of new music coming out in the fall. I'm always out on which season of the year is the best for music. And I think it's the fall, in my personal opinion. It's like all the good movies come out in the fall. All the good albums come out in the fall, right in time for Grammys. but before that, you heard Old Life by Mustafa. And as I mentioned before, he's got a new album coming out. And he's one of those sneaky guys. I was taking a look at his catalog while we were listening to the song, and he's got so many features, and I just feel like he needs to blow up more. He's featured on the last Omar Apollo album, the last Daniel Caesar album, even Metro Boomin. So he's kind of everywhere, so watch out for him, Mustafa. It's going to be big. Next up, in the same vein of main singer, like lead singers of bands going off and doing their own thing, this is MJ Lenderman with maybe one of the best albums of the summer, Manning Fireworks, which came out a week or two ago. And I'm going to play Wristwatch. And then you'll hear a duet after that. And then we'll come back and chat. And speaking of chatting, let's bring back the WMFO chat. If you're on air, if you're listening to me, chat me. It was so super fun when I was in the studio a year and a half ago, and I want to bring it back. So chat me in the chat, text me, call me. Maybe don't call me because I don't remember how to answer the phone anymore. But this is Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman.
Thank you.
That was Docket by Blanchel and Bully, two female rockers whose names sound pretty good together, if you do ask me. That's a great one. I feel like they got it down. Like, in the checklist of a song, they have everything that you need. They have epic guitar solo, check. Great bridge, check. Singable, screamable chorus, which I've tested out definitely alone in my house. And like two singers getting together, writing a song together. That's just always the most awesome thing to me. And before that was Wristwatch by MJ Lenderman, the frontman of the band Wednesday, which has recently been getting a lot of buzz, and so has Lenderman. And I've always wondered, you know, I played two songs, that one with Wednesday and that one with Muna, how an artist goes about telling their bandmates that they want to also make solo music. Like, do you think Katie Gavin sat down with the other people in Muna and was like, I love you guys, but I want to do my own thing? Like, I can't see how that conversation would not be awkward, but I don't know. Like, they're both making music that's different to what they make in their band, and they're still making music with their band, so it's not like they're just cutting them off, but I don't know. If you have thoughts on that, let me know, because I've always wondered that. Wow. It's just so awesome to be back here. I'm going to stop saying that, I promise, next week. But for now, we get to be excited. And, you know, Sirius XM, local radio, terrestrial radio, AM, like, where are you? Give me a full-time job. Let me do this for a living. I think I've got the voice. I've got the taste. I've got it all. Like, come find me. I think that's still my dream, to be a full-time radio host. But until then, we're keeping this as the side gig. And it's a pretty good side gig, if you ask me. Now, up next is a track by a local artist that I've been gatekeeping, that's for sure. And there's kind of a weird story to, like, how she connects to my life. But, yeah. So this singer, or this artist, Justine Bo, is the best friend, the childhood best friend of one of my, or of my college ex-boyfriend's brothers. So I kind of knew who she was, and I started writing for our local music blog, Sound of Boston, and I profiled her other band, Hex GF, which is a great band with some great music. I'll probably play it on air at some point, but I, like, knew Justine, and I was like, hey, you know your friend who's blah, 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 and, like, we've kind of, I know her, which feels so cool. And she also releases music under the alias Photo Comfort. And this is off her brand new album, Patron Saint. And when this album came out, I emailed her personally to tell her how much I love this album, because it, again, it just, like, consumed my life. And I'd never heard anything like it. I just thought the instrumentation and the mixing, everything she does is fantastic. And she is going to be big coming out of the Boston scene, whatever alias she's writing under. She's been in a ton of different bands, but I love this album. And I emailed her, like, the most embarrassing, like, hey, I'm a fan. I just thought this is awesome. And she emailed me back, and she was super appreciative. But I love this album. And this track is called Roll. And, yeah, it's great. And then we're going to hear some more stuff. I'll read a PSA. But for now, yeah, this is Photo Comfort with Roll. Thank you. That was Dive by Olivia Dean, and she's massive in the UK and I think has not maybe made her way over to the US yet. She did a duet with Leon Bridges that I feel like put her on people's radar, but my dear friend Matty Yost did an illegal thing. She peeked at the playlist before it was on air, which you can all do now, which I guess I revealed my secrets in my Spotify. It's public. And she saw I was playing Olivia Dean and was very excited because she's has a British soul. So I love her. She's got this like Arlo Parks, Georgia Smith vibe. And yeah, her voice is just amazing. And all her music is super fun to listen to. It's good work music too. So that was Dive. Before that, you heard Photo Comfort. I already ranted about her, Justine Bow. Love her, but go listen to that album. Some great stuff. I still have to read a PSA. I'm putting it off because I want time to find my favorite ladder PSA. But we're heading into the back half of the show, and I've been switching the playlist as I've been listening because I don't know, there's just too much I want to play, and I want to get to it all. But next up is a track by Gelato Negro called Running. And if you know me, that you know that the only thing I love more than music is movies about music. I've consumed every single movie about or containing music ever to have been released. You can call me on that. And I did a favorite movie music movie soundtrack set previously, but I recently saw such a great movie. If you like movies like Sing Street and Begin Again and all of those, they're so good, all those movies, you'll love this. It's called The Greatest Hits. It's on Hulu. You can watch it for free. And the plot is that there's this woman, this is not a spoiler, her boyfriend dies very tragically in a car accident, and every time she plays certain records, she's transported back to the past. So she's trying to find the one record that will save his life, and it's not like weird time travel. It's actually really cute and endearing, but this song was a song I discovered from that movie, and every time I hear it, I'll think about that movie, and it's just a great movie, and yeah, it's a great song too, and it's really awesome now that I work in the industry. Now that I work with a lot of musicians, I work in music marketing for the most part, to have clients who are artists that you love, and one of our clients is Gelato Negro, and it's just been super cool to, every time I listen to him, I'm like, oh, I run his ads. That's so cool. And I don't think that feeling will ever get old either. So without further ado, this is Running by Gelato Negro. Best listened to with your eyes closed. All right, give it a shot.
Ain't it true? Thank you.
All right, we're back with some reports from the chat. Thanks for keeping the chat going. I'm trying so hard to figure out who's who because it's all anonymous. So I've got Collected Human and I've got Brave Chatter. And I don't know. I don't know who it could be, but I've got an inkling. But someone said, this DJ has seen every movie to ever exist. Clearly not. And I'm only referring to movies in which the plot revolves around music. Obviously, most movies have music in them. Duh. But I'm talking about movies that are music movies. Guess you wouldn't know. Also, I've got a report from an investigative journalist who has let me know that Olivia Dean, who I played a few songs ago, may be dating Harry Styles. So do with that what you will. I'll go back to my sources and I'll try to confirm or deny. But thank you, Ava, for your service there. Yeah, and it's my favorite time of the hour. It's PSA time. I did look through the book for my favorite PSA to ever exist. And if you've been a loyal fan, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, it is the Ladder Safety PSA. Wow, I've been waiting so long to read this. All right, here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's such a good PSA, and I wish you could see the photo because it's someone, like, really dramatically falling off a ladder. So be safe when you're using a ladder. And now I think that it is time for one last song, and I really debated on what this last song should be, and I decided I really want to end on a high note. I want to depart from the vibe of the whole set. We're going to crank it up a notch because I won't be seeing you for 2 weeks, so I gotta end on a high note, and what better way to do that than with The Dare? Now, The Dare has been in the news a lot. There's that New York Times profile piece. People were like, who's The Dare? And then Charli XCX all of a sudden is besties with The Dare. He produced guests on her new album. She shouts him out in one of her lyrics. And now The Dare is everywhere. The Dare is just so fun. And if you don't like him, I suggest re-listening because it's just great. It's such fun vibes. His lyrics are insane, made even crazier by the fact that he used to be a substitute teacher. And now he makes music full time. So happy for The Dare. Also, someone that I know shot this album cover, and I found out because I follow them on Instagram, and I like was scrolling my feed and the album cover comes up and I was like, oh, The Dare. No, that's someone I know. So that was pretty cool. And this is his brand spanking new record called What's Wrong with New York. I agree, maybe everything. I'm so sorry, I'm a New York hater, such a New York hater, so sorry. I didn't need to say that, but I'm yapping again. And this track that I'm going to play, that I'm going to send you off into the evening with, is called All Night. And I'll be jamming to that on my bike ride home to my new apartment in Border Square, right next to the station. And before I leave, oh, I'm reading the chat. It's getting crazy. this is so fun. And yes, I'm using my best ASMR voice right now. This is Julia, and you've been listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll be back 2 Mondays from now, not next Monday, but the week after. And I've got some exciting news because I'm going to a festival this weekend in Kentucky. And I've literally been thinking about this for the whole year. I've never looked forward to something as much, and I'm so excited. And so I'm going to come back and tell you all about it and play my favorite music from it. Yeah. So this is All Night by The Dare. Have a great night, and I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. LA to New York, New York to LA, all the other states.
streets with you next to me. We don't have to sleep until
LA to New York, New York to LA, all the other states. We can stay up late or all night. LA to New York, New York to LA, I want all the fame. Hope you feel the same all night. Miles to your house, your couch to my couch. Promise me at night you can spend the night all night. If you're feeling scared, all your lonely tears, you will feel alright. We can feel alive all night.
LA to New York, New York to LA, all the other states, we could stay up late or all night. LA to New York, New York to LA, I want more than fame, hope you